New drivers could be banned from travelling at night as part of plans to improve road safety. This is in England. Ministers are considering a graduated licence system to restrict novice drivers, according to the Department for Transport. The move comes as figures suggest one in five drivers are involved in a crash within a year of passing their test. As well as not driving at night, Department for Transport said the system could feature restrictions such as minimum learning period and not driving with passengers under a certain age. The SDLP MLA, Mark H. Durkin, with us. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the commentator, Limpid Opik.
Good morning,
to you. You're a spokesperson for the Motorcycle Action Group.
Yeah.
Mark, do you think this is a good idea, even more restrictions on young people?
Well, that's not how I was viewed, and I do think that it's a good idea that England are now looking at this, but they're also slow coming to this, because this is something as Minister for the Environment that I actually brought in legislation here through our Assembly when we had one. The Road Traffic Amendment Bill was passed in early 2016, and it did introduce a legislation for a graduated driver licensing program. However, because we haven't really since, there's secondary legislation that needs, that hasn't been, so we haven't seen many of these life-saving improvements that were contained within that bill implemented yet, and I think that's lamentable, to be quite honest. This is legislation that will save lives. We have passed it. England are now behind us, and they're looking at doing it, and I hope they don't overtake us and actually have this before we do here.
But what it actually does, Mark, is it does surely discriminate against younger people, because just by virtue of the fact that that's when the majority of people will learn how to drive, in their late teens or their 20s, you're putting restrictions on them, and they would say, well, do you know what? Let's look at putting restrictions on some of the elderly people who might be, you know, at the other end of their life and might not be as agile as they once were. So you're discriminating against younger people, some of whom might be as good a driver as a 30 or 40 or 50-year-old, and certainly a better driver than a 70 or 80-year-old whose reflexes and eyesight is deteriorating.
Yeah, well, they might be, but this isn't about persecuting young drivers and their passengers and other road users. This is about protecting them. Statistics bear this out, that the percentage of accidents that lead to fatalities and serious injuries in which young, newly qualified drivers are involved is disproportionately high. That's how this has come about. It has been implemented in other parts of the world, New Zealand, some parts of America. That's why we looked at it here. That's why we were keen to bring it forward here. And as it did go through the Assembly, it was, initially the view was that there would be a curfew on newly qualified young drivers, that they wouldn't be able to at night time. However, that was amended as it went through the Assembly. There have been passenger restrictions, however, placed on newly qualified drivers between the ages of 17 and 24.
What do you think, Lembit?
I think this is completely wrong. Completely misses the point. Now, I speak from biographical experience. When I was 18, I wouldn't dress it up. I rode off my parents' car between Dunmurry and Lisburn. It was at night. It wasn't anything to do with the time of day. It wasn't anything to do with lighting conditions. My eyesight was better then than it is now. But my attitude was wrong because I thought I was invincible. I wasn't even breaking the speed limit. I was just breaking the conditions on the road. Now, if you start putting these restrictions on, for example, that you can't drive at night when you're young, you just fail to understand that the reaction times are better when you're young, but your thinking isn't right, and that doesn't matter whether it's daytime or nighttime. Now, I happen to have R plates for a year, 45 miles per hour. I probably broke that quite a lot, but it made me more aware of the fact that I was a new driver, and other people were too. I thought R plates made some sense. But the idea of having these restrictions just on the basis of age completely misses the point. If you wanted to have awareness training, that might make sense. I'm not even against graduated progression in driving licenses. That's what happens with motorbikes. But just this arbitrary decision to say that you can't drive at night, it just doesn't make any sense. And why wouldn't you do that? If it's a bad experience, why wouldn't you do that if someone's learning at the age of 30 or 40 or 50 and say you just can't drive at night? When you're a new driver. I just don't agree with that at all.
Mark?
The points that Lambert is making are points that were actually taken on board by me as minister as this went through the Assembly. The initial proposal was to prevent young, newly qualified drivers driving at night. We scrapped that part. However, for newly qualified young drivers, there will be passenger restrictions that will be able to carry more than one young passenger for the first 6 months after qualifying. I think it's vitally important that people learn to drive and grow confidence in the conditions that they will be driving in for the rest of their lives. That's what graduated licensing is about.
Okay.
However, I spoke earlier about how this is borne out statistically. If we look at the collisions that do occur, and sadly we still have far too many, albeit that we've had a huge reduction over the past 30 or 40 years, the incidents where you have young drivers who also have young passengers on board, you know, it's they're very, very high, and often the outcomes are catastrophic. And I'm conscious, while we're speaking, that we had another young man, or a boy, actually a 17-year-old, lose his life on our roads at the weekend. This is all too common an occurrence. These are the people that we are trying to protect, not just young drivers.
And obviously, I know, Mark, that you're not drawing any...
Also, other road users.
And, Mark, I know this, Mark. I know that you're not drawing any link whatsoever to what we're talking about a lack of driving skill and what happened to that young man who lost his life. I know the wider point that you're making. Jim in Belfast. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Mr. Nolan. Very, very annoyed with you with the statement you made about the over-70s. Can I just say something to
you? What statement?
I don't know how long you've been driving.
I'm a terrible driver. What statement?
The statement you made there a few moments ago that people over 70 who are losing their eyesight shouldn't be on the road.
No, here's what I said.
Go ahead, say it.
In the context of some people saying that there is inexperience with young people and therefore there should be restrictions on them.
I agree with that, 100%.
Oh, you agree with it, do you?
Yes, I agree with it.
Well, what about, if you don't like generalising, what about the young people who are brilliant drivers?
Well, if they're
and you're restricting them, you're just blanket restricting them. And to deal with the older issue, what I said, what I stand over, which is if you look at, you know, 70 and 80 year olds, not all of them, of course not all of them, but just as a fact of life, some of them, their reactions will not be as good, their dexterity will not be as good, their hearing will not be as good, their eyesight will not be as good. Should there be any type of thought around restricting that age group in the same way there is thought around restricting... Hold on, let me finish. The same way restricting younger people, or should you actually be treating everyone, no matter what their age is, the same, unless you can prove that they are in some way a danger?
Well, I don't think I'm a danger. And I got my license 3 days after I was 17.
But why restrict people based on age is what I'm trying to say.
Because statistics prove, the insurance company statistics prove that under 25s have more accidents within the first 18 months of driving.
Are you telling me statistics wouldn't prove that elderly people have less good eyesight or less good hearing?
Can I give you my position?
Are you serious?
Okay, I'm 77. I have never had an accident in which I was to blame. I've had people running into the back of me twice when I was stopped. So it was. And you know who the great cause of it was? Women putting on their makeup and driving. And you see, as regards one other thing I'd like to say, you see, as regards using your mobile phone in a car.
Yes.
I think the first time you're caught, you lose your license for 6 months. Second time, you lose your license for a year. And third time, you lose it for 5 years.
Jim, thank you very much. We're out of time today. Mark, thank you. Lambert, thank you very much.